Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Gracious and merciful Father, compassionate, mighty one of Israel, through your Son, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our soon coming King, Yahushua, we come before you, beseeching you to give ear to our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of life that you have bestowed upon your people this day. Those who are alive and well, Heavenly Father, those who are alive and suffering from physical, mental, or emotional ailment, Heavenly Father. Nevertheless, we thank you for the opportunity to serve you once again. And we ask you in the name of your Son to forgive each and every one of us for the sin that we have committed against you, willingly and unwillingly. Gracious and merciful Father, strengthen us all by your Spirit, for it is not by power nor by might, but by thy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We ask you to strengthen us, that we may all continue in your word, that we may all be submissive to your divine will, that we may all be obedient to your voice, not going astray to the right or to the left, not being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but standing firm upon the solid rock of truth, which is your word, even your Son, our Savior and our Redeemer. Gracious and merciful Father, where we are weak, strengthen us, that we stand firm. Help us, Heavenly Father, that we may overcome the obstacles we face in our day-to-day lives. Help us, Heavenly Father, for you are the shield of Abraham. Protect us from the attacks of that old serpent. Give us insight to the means by which he is striving to cause our downfall. Even as you have brought forth in your word, we are not ignorant to his devices. But if we submit to you through your Son and resist that old serpent, he shall flee. Gracious and merciful Father, I pray that you continue to comfort us all. as we still suffer from the great loss that we suffered last week. Gracious and merciful Father, as your servant, our elder, and our brother brings forth the message that you have placed upon his heart, lead him and guide him, that he may speak above all things according to your divine will. In the name of your Son, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is Brother Ward Zakin. I pray that each and every one within the sound of my voice has had an exciting week. We know the holy days are slowly approaching, they're slowly coming. And I don't know about you all, but it's becoming to me when these holy days come around, I began to feel a certain way. And, you know, and Rabbi touched on quite a few points in his prayer. And one of the biggest ones is seeking Yahweh for forgiveness of sin. You know, I find myself having to do that daily. Speaking of Diablo, whatever, you know, however you all want to see him, the devil. But he's a real busy guy. You know, he's a real busy guy. I've, on Sunday this week, one of my neighbors happened to have showed me something that another neighbor who I have been having an issue with had put online. You know, I thank God, I thank Yahweh for my wife, because for me, she's a calmer. And in a lot of instances, before I react to things, I actually go to her, because I do know that in a lot of instances, I can insert myself in things. And I know that's not Yahweh's will. So I seek her guidance during times like that, because I don't want to be the framer. I don't want to be the author of anything that I might do that's going to bring shame to our family. But thank Yahweh for my wife and things that she told me to do to calm me, because sometimes it's difficult for me to put these things to bed. But listening to her and then going to Yahweh in prayer about these things can bring about a sense of calmness. Before I get into the lesson tonight, I was I pray everybody's can hear me okay. If there's an issue with the sound or anything, somebody just shoot me a message and I'll try to correct it the best that I can. Okay, all right. But before I get started on the lesson tonight, let me read Psalms 106, okay? Excuse me. And it goes, Psalms 106, okay? Praise ye the mighty one, or give thanks unto the mighty one, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahweh? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Yahweh, with the favor that thou bearest upon thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with all our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood thy wonders in Egypt, They remembered not the multitude of the mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, as though the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted Yahweh in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness unto their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron the saint of Yahweh. The earth opened and swallowed up the thing and covered the company of Abram. And a fire was kindled in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. They forgot Yahweh, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the hands of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Wherefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they bothered not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of Yahweh. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves unto the Babylon and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague broke in upon them. Then stood up Philenius and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of the strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because it provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvertently with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom Yahweh commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and leaned their work. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they had sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred their own inheritance. He gave them unto the land of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. The enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all these that carried them captivities. Save us, O Yahweh, our mighty one, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph thy praise. Praise be the mighty one, Yahweh of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say amen. Praise ye, Yahweh. We serve an awesome God. In all that we do wrong, when we cry out to him for forgiveness, he hears us. He hears us, and he steps forward. And just like a baby, he gives us what it is that we need to go on, to continue on the journey. You know, it's this world that we're living in is getting crazier and each and every day, each and every day. But when it's said quite often in service, in the lessons that the brothers teach, you know, for us to stay prayed up, and it's a reason for that. It's a reason for that because we don't know where he is, you know, when he's going to jump out from behind a bush or anything else. I'm not saying that figuratively, but we just don't know when he's going to strike. And if we aren't in a Yahweh frame of mind, it's going to overcome us. It will overcome us. You know, tonight the lesson is going to be on preparedness and the upcoming holy days that are slowly approaching. But before I get into that, I'm going to do a little, I want to backtrack and take a look at a couple of things from the lesson last week. And one of the things in particular was food. I had really meant to look at a couple definitions on the last meeting, and I didn't. But let's take a look at the word food. The word food. And the lexicon, that would be number 03978. And I believe it's pronounced Macau. Macau. Okay. Number 0398. And the meaning is an edible, included provider, flesh, fruit, food. Fruit, meats, fruit, and meat. You know, all these things have been provided us, you know, for Yahweh. And regardless of what it is that we may think, you know, as we stated about last week, you know, it the freshness of all that Yahweh gives is going to generate the health that benefits that we're going to need to sustain this old earthly body of ours. You know, it's we're getting into the fall of the season now, and it's during this time of the year that the farmers began to, you know, they've watched their crop all summer long, and now is the time for them to go out into the field and began to gather in all that Yahweh has blessed them with. And just like those farmers, Yahweh has given us a time. He's given us a time to gather. He's given us the time to harvest, and that time for us is during Sukkot. Now, I have taken a look at a few scriptures that pertain to preparedness. You know, this year, or especially this year, it was only a few weeks ago when it was announced that we wouldn't be able to have the sites that we normally have, and that we would have to take sites that did not have electricity. Now, I'm pretty sure when that was said, a lot of us probably were in a little awe and a little shock because that electricity plays a vital part when we are out there. You know, the month of October is much different than, we'll say, June, July, or August. Okay? The month of October is really a transition month where the weather is transitioning. You know, it's transitioning from warm to cold. And we find that our days during Sukkot are very pleasant. They're very pleasant, you know, temperature-wise. But then at night, the temperature tends to drop down. And it's because of that. It's because of the temperature and us having some of the, well, having the campsites that we're going to have that, we really need to take a special look at that and be as prepared as we possibly can. And when I say that, I don't mean any one individual. You know, I mean all in Beth Yahweh. You know, anything that Yahweh gives or does for one, you know, that should be for all of us. You know, the things that, you know, I'm saying, it's not meant for one person. It's meant for all of us. And it's going to be a little different being out there this year. Our family tent is going to be a few clicks. You know, that's a military term. It's going to be a few clicks from where we'll be staying. Okay, that's another thing. The laboratory facilities are going to be a few clicks from where we'll be camping this year. So I've taken a look at what I think we should, as a family, attempt to prepare for. But I'm calling all voices, those that may need help, those that want to give help, to you know, to come together, and we have this be a pleasant experience, the kind of experience that Yahweh has envisioned for us to have during Sukkot. Because Sukkot isn't about sad times. It's about us coming together. It's an end gathering. It's an end gathering where the family comes together. And we do for one another, okay? But before I get started on my talk on that, let me just read a few scriptures about preparedness, okay? The first one is Exodus 23:20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thy in the way and to bring thee unto the place which I have prepared. Okay? Proverbs 24:27. Prepare thy way, prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Okay? Now, in all that Yahweh has said and all that Yahweh is doing for us, it's totally up to us to hear his word and to follow it the way that he would want us to. You know, he presented us with, like I said, something unique. This is an opportunity. Now, one of the main things that I see there possibly being an issue with is heat at night. Now, one of the easiest ways to combat heat is through, as I spoke last week, is making sure that you have enough covering, okay, enough blankets. And sleeping on those air mattresses, one of the things that we should be made aware of is with that air mattress setting on the ground, it's going to absorb the coldness from the earth. So if you're sleeping directly, even if you, how can I phrase this? Okay. You don't want to sleep directly on the plastic. Try to have a sheet on if you care to, but try to have at least a blanket between yourself and that mattress. Try to have at least, like I said, a blanket between you and that mattress. Some of us may have sleeping bags. Actually, sleeping bag would probably be the best option for the elements, because sleeping bag is something that you crawl into. It's enclosed on three sides, and it holds body heat. It holds body heat. But nonetheless, if there is enough coverings on that mattress in the tent, you could be kept relatively warm. Something else that I have been looking into, I think I spoke about it last week also. If any of you have jump boxes, I'll call them, little boxes that you use to jump cars, it's nothing but a portable battery. A lot of them have receptacles for AC, maybe DC, AC, yeah, AC. And some of them are actually able to power low voltage household appliances. And this instance, what I'm really referring to is small heaters. I know we have used this thing. Man, this thing can't weigh no more than 3 pounds at the most. But that thing will burn a tent up, you know. And something like that could very easily be something of that nature. One of those battery packs could very easily power. How long it would last on one, I really can't tell you. But by next Wednesday, I will have a greater idea of something else that I'm looking at. That is an inverter. You can take an inverter and hook it to a battery pack, and the inverter will definitely power what it is that you want to power. because that's the purpose of them. They convert battery power to house current, and it'll do the same thing with house current. If you want to use it in your house to run something that's battery operated, you can do the same thing there. You know, it's the one thing that we must remember is we're going to be out in the elements. We're going to be out in the elements. You know, it may be wise for some of us to have long johns. I don't know. That might be wise. But all in all, it's, you know, we want to be comfortable. We want to be comfortable. So with that said, you know, it's, if you got to do the blanket thing, it's better to have more because you can always take cover off. But if you don't have any cover in the cold, it's difficult to get warm. So with that said, you know, like I said, it's better to have more than not to have enough. It's better to have more than not to have enough. You know, Yahweh is blessing us. He's giving us this day, this week to come together and rejoice in Him. And our fall harvest, our autumn harvest, you know, and we want to make it as an enjoyable event, you know, for each and everybody. We don't want to have to be in our tents at night complaining to Yahweh about the cold, okay? You know, and with that said, you know, if there's anybody that, may feel as though they may be short in any area, please, you know, bring it to one of the brothers' attention. You know, that's why we're here, you know, to help one another, you know, and I'm pretty sure if you do that, it'll get to the proper place, and it will be addressed, because as I stated, you know, we're in this together, okay? You know, I don't want to be in my tent, you know, at night and hear you old shivering next door, you know, because that's not, you know, that's not, But concerning Sukkot once again, this year, we're going to have to go out there on, Friday, I believe Friday is the 11th, yeah, the 11th. To begin preparations, you know, for Sukkot, and that's going to be a real big job. You know, it's something. This is something where we all need to come together. You know, so that we can coordinate. You know, just how we can do this. You know, we've got to put the family tent up. Then there's some families who's going to definitely need a hand. So, you know, all these things, if we can come up with some kind of plan beforehand, prayerfully, it'll make that day go a little smoother. I myself, being that I am retired, I'm going to go out and set my tent up on Thursday. Now, the big thing is we can't get in there until 3 o'clock. So, like I said, I'm going to go in there and set my tent up on Thursday. And come Friday, prayerfully, you know, I'll be available to lend a helping hand, you know, wherever I can or wherever I'm needed. Okay? Just so that we can all... just so that there's no worries amongst any of us about how we're going to get this done. I don't know whether or not there are any brothers that are off on Thursday or any brothers that might get off early on Thursday. You know, if you do, you know, please, you know, get in touch with me. And it may be possible for us to set up a couple tents. You know, maybe somebody else, another family you know, we may be able to go out and set up their tent that Thursday evening. So if it is, you know, like I say, you know, let me know. And I'll try to facilitate us getting together and go out there. Like I say, we're not allowed to go out to the campsites until 3 o'clock. And whether it's 3 o'clock on Thursday or 3 o'clock on Friday, if we go out there 3 o'clock on Friday, it's going to be very difficult for us to get everything set up that we're going to need get set up in a period of three and a half hours. So let's try to pool all our resources and try to make this, like I say, a pleasant experience that, you know, we can all look back on and say how, you know, we all came together and did Yahweh's work and just made it happen. You know, we're being tested. It was no coincidence that those campsites weren't available. It was no coincidence. You know, but you know, for all that it is, you know, it's still workable. It's still workable. Okay, you. I don't know. As I said before, if there's any families that think that they may have an issue with what was putting a tent up, having the proper tools necessary to stay warm, speak to someone, you know, and may Yahweh, you know, allow the brothers to come together and to make this, you know, make this happen, you know, so that everybody can partake in this and be comfortable in the process. You know, fall season, you know, is a season, one of the seasons of divisions that's marked by changes in the weather. I had to look up the meaning of that, you know, because it's not, for me, the fall is a real beautiful time of year. You know, I can recall when I was taking pictures. I used to love taking pictures outdoors during the fall of the year because of the light. If you look in the skies now, you know, the light is much softer. It's much more colorful. You don't have the heat lingering in the atmosphere block the natural rays. It's a very common time of year. Very common time of year, you know, and it's no wonder that Yahweh chose this time and his seventh month for us to be in Sukkot. It's no wonder, you know, it's quite amazing, really. You know, we for those that out there for the duration, you know, they find solace in the fact that they're just away from home. Out there in the wilderness, you know, but here again, you know, this year, you know, let us find time, let us plan that the times that we are out there, especially during the day, that there are things to do. You know, Yahweh has given us this time, let's use it, you know, for the benefit of him. It's really for the benefit of him. You know, each and everything that, there's a reason for everything that Yahweh does. And it's a reason for this. You know, let's look at it, you know, with purpose. Let's look at this with purpose. And make this, you know, an experience. One that we can build on. One that we can build on. You know, it's not every day, it's not every year that we can say that this has occurred. This is something new. Something new. Lord, we give praise and give all the honor to Yahweh in all that we do. In all that we do. You know, let's find a way, you know, myself included. You know, I'm thinking about, let me say Sukkot. I was thinking about Rosh Hashanah, you know, and the meaning of it, you know, and the significance of it, you know. And as I read in Psalms, you know, we serve a forgiving God. In all the wrong that we do, you know, he still finds in his heart. When we go to him in prayer and seek forgiveness, he finds in his heart to forgive us and to allow us, you know, another opportunity. That's how I look at each day that he gives me, another opportunity. You know, if I didn't get it right yesterday, I pray and ask that I get it right today. If it's something I didn't have the time to do yesterday, I pray and ask that I have time to do it today. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us to further ourselves in to further our in gathering, to further us having a little more closeness, for us to become more closer to each other and Yahweh. You know, we have this is something new. This is something different. You know, but I pray that, you know, all will be well, you know, which I know that it will be. I know that it will be. But these things, you know, these things still have to be said, and there's still actions that has to be taken. And we're going to step forward as a family and do these things. So it's I'm not going to keep everyone long tonight, but I think last week I mentioned about the metal fall. That's something that's really good also. Going back now, something that's really good, you know, to keep the heat between yourself and that mattress. Bass Pro. Once again, Bass Pro. They have those things. It's big enough to cover a twin bed for about $14, I think it is, or was. You know, they have liners that you can, the liners are actually made to put in a sleeping bag, but some of them actually are warm enough that you can actually crawl in and get up underneath some covers and be warm. You know, they aren't too expensive. You know, I think some Walmarts, you know, because I've even, you know, just, you know, out of curiosity's sake, you know, I just go in the stores and I look for these things and just to see who has the best prices, this, that, and the third. But there's a couple Walmarts that you might be able to find. I didn't see any of the four in Walmart, but I did see sleeping bag liners in Walmart. You know, they can be rather warm. But yes, family. Holidays, the holy days are slowly approaching. You know, this has been a real slow week for me. You know, I don't know, because of different things that's been coming and going in my life this week, or just how it really is. But this has been a slow moving week, and I'm not trying to rush anything by any stretch of the imagination. But the holy days are slowly coming upon us, and I just pray Yahweh and ask that he'll bless each and every one of us to be there, you know, to partake in it. You know, I I'm going to get ready to close out. But before I do, I just want to read something else to you all. For days now, I've had this one song just playing through my head. It's almost like I know when I was working, I would always listen to the radio going to work. And the last song that I heard when I got out of my car that morning, I would hear that one song. It'd be playing over and over in my head all day long. And that's how this song has been. And name of the song is Keep Your Head to the Sky, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay? And I'd have to look up the lyrics. But the lyrics are, Master told me one day I'd find peace in every way. But in search for the clue, wrong things I was bound to do. Keep my head to the sky for the clouds to tell me why. As I grew with strength, Master, keep me as I repent. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your head to the sky. Give me the will to be free. Purpose to live is reality. Find myself never alone. Changes came to make me strong. Step right up. Be a man. You need faith to understand. So we're saying to you to hear. Keep your head in faith atmosphere. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your head to the sky. Family, let's keep our heads to the sky and continue to pray to Yahweh for ourselves and for our family. Okay, with that, I'm going to close out. And let's not remember, family, that Sukkot is coming up. And you think you have a particular issue, please say something to someone and prayerfully as a family, we'll be able to help you overcome whatever that obstacle, whatever you think that obstacle may be. And as I stated before, if there's any of the brothers that is going to be off early next Thursday or going to be off at all, I'm going out to the campsite. And if you're off, there may be enough time for us to, you know, put up a couple of tents, you know, to get ahead of what we're going to have to do on Friday. Okay? So keep those things in mind. And let's come together and make this, as I say, a joyous in-gathering. To Yahweh, okay? Okay, in prayer, let's close this out. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity, Heavenly Father, to come together, dear God, to hear your word, Heavenly Father. I pray, dear God, that your blessings be upon Beth Yahweh, Heavenly Father. I pray, Heavenly Father, and ask for strength and ask for courage, dear God, to do the things that we need to do in these coming days, dear God. We pray, Yahweh, and just ask that you watch over us, watch over our families, dear God. Keep harm from us, dear God. In Yahushua's holy name I pray. Amen.
Promises. And why can't we simply just Spirit.